We're still trying to get used to each other, figure out where everybody's going to play.
It's a fun time to be associated with softball in general. The popularity is spiking.
This area right here has a lot of good softball. And so, like, you don't get a lot of downtime.
Welcome to Beyond the Game. I'm Rob Morris, and you're listening to the only sports podcast with a hyper-local focus on Moore and South Oklahoma City. The explosion of popularity in women's softball this summer has rippled across the nation as the Women's College World Series shattered attendance and television records. Now, that's great news for local softball fans who already know that some of the best high school softball in the country is played right here in Moore. This week, we talked to the head fast pitch softball coaches at all three high schools to get a feel for the 2021 season. That's Stephanie Riley of the Moore Lady Lions, Jason Lingo of the South Moore Lady Sabercats, and Jenny Rollins of the West Moore Lady Jaguars. Before we dive into those interviews, I'd like to give a big thanks to the sponsors who make Beyond the Game possible. Norman Regional Health System. Norman Regional offers a free Saturday ortho clinic for high school athletes from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at both their Norman and Midwest City locations. Visit orthocentralok.com for details. Also, Jordan Evans and Evans State Farm Insurance, helping you protect what matters most. Realize your dreams and recover from the unexpected with Evans State Farm. And Beneficial Automotive Maintenance, working to help you avoid costly car problems before they happen. Moore native Stephanie Riley has been the Moore Lady Lions head coach since 2011. She and the Lady Lions have established a legacy of success in the regular season and 6A playoffs. Riley joined us at her office to talk about the 2021 team. Coach, thanks so much for joining us today. We're a couple of weeks into the season. Tell me how the team's looking overall.
So they're looking really good. We started practice July 19th. We started a couple of days later than most everybody else. We didn't have everyone on the field together until after we'd already started scrimmages. So we're still trying to get used to each other, figure out where everybody's going to play. I know I have multiple players that have played multiple positions, even in the same game. They don't really know from one inning to the next because we're just trying to get as many girls in that we can in nice, good situations for them to be able to show their athletic ability.
Tell me about strengths and weaknesses of the squad so far this year.
So strengths, they work really hard. We're in the weight room twice a week. We did summer pride together 4 days a week for 4 weeks with CrossFit 134, which was amazing. They came out every single morning, and at 6:30 in the morning, a lot of times, especially female athletes, they don't really want to do all of that, but they did great. They started getting to know each other a little bit, and then they just continued that on whenever we started practices. So they definitely work hard. So the weakness for me right now is everybody understanding their role, and their role on this team may not be the same role that they've been used to or from game to game. They have to be able to not only understand the role, but grasp it in the matter of it's a team sport, not an individual sport.
The middle part of the game.
Which yes.
So yes. You have kids that can play the game. It's just between the ears.
Yes. Well, and it's things that for me, I was taught early on, and now I can't assume that every single player, because there are so many different coaches and teams and athletic talents, that you can't assume your entire team knows everything. So we're breaking things down. My biggest thing right now is little things make big things easy. So we need to learn how to do the little things right so that when it is time to do the big things, it comes second nature.
Any players you'd like to highlight out of the gate?
So we have 9 seniors. So we have a very strong senior class. You know, we have Gracie St. Hilaire in center field. We have Courtney Griffith, Ashton Barrett, Bree Lutz. I mean, there's 9 of them that in any situation, they're doing a great job and they're mentoring and they really want to have the freshmen understand the next step for themselves. But then we have myself as a junior, Maddie Weiser is a junior, Nichelle Marshall is a sophomore that, you know, they've been in this role before. And so they're just continuing to grow as players and leaders.
And it's great for you, I would guess, to have so many seniors and juniors that you can't really name them all.
Mm-hmm.
And they're contributing to the continuation and yes. tradition of excellence in your
yes.
program.
Yes. So like Hallie Mountain and Bella Shepherd, they are two of my seniors that they are fabulous leaders. They're mentors to the younger kids as well as great students. And they work on the field no matter where we put them. So sorry, I have a bug. But they work hard. And so they may not necessarily be that big superstar, but in my eyes, they are superstars because they are supreme team players.
Biggest challenges as you kind of really begin to get into the season now?
Biggest challenge for us, other than avoiding COVID, you know, when we started first game of the season, we had three that were quarantined and there were three starters and it was personal. They were around someone. And so they chose for the best of the team that they were going to quarantine. The other one is growing mentally, maturing into the role and continuing to understand every day we can get better in all that we do.
You got to be happy with your team in that respect. With their play against Southmore, because
mm-hmm.
The defending champions with their whole starting lineup back
yeah.
come out, they roll to a 5-0 lead, top of the seventh inning, you guys could have folded tents and gone home.
Absolutely.
Instead, you were down to your last out with a chance to make a game of it. Correct. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it was amazing. And even when we were done, I mean, we know Southmore is a great team. I mean, they're the ones that beat us out of the season last year. And so we knew, okay, they've got everybody coming back. We knew what to expect. We didn't come out with our A game. We started a little intimidated, I think, a little on our heels, trying to, instead of being the one to strike, we got struck against. And they didn't fold. And they continued to talk to each other. Okay, she's throwing this. She's doing this. This is... You know, maybe this is something that we could do a little different. And they continued to talk. And instead of taking it as constructive criticism and thinking that another teammate's telling me what to do, they took it as reinforcement or just instruction. And that's what helped them continue to grow.
All right, fun time. I'm going to give you three questions. Don't really think deeply. Just kind of kick back an answer to it.
Okay.
All right. First off, Apple or Android?
Android. 100%. Okay. I'm a Samsung girl.
You're a Samsung gal. Don't want any of that Apple stuff.
Yes, I am.
Any particular reason?
I think it's just what I've known. Number one, I could never afford an Apple. But it's what I've always had. It was just easiest, and so not something new that I had to learn.
You're a sick, twisted individual.
That's okay. But
that's okay.
We already knew that.
Right. Okay. Second question. What can you cook without a recipe?
What can I cook without a recipe? Are we talking meal?
Yeah, we're not talking
baking.
Soup. Yeah, we're not. Well, baking too. I mean, if you've got mom's cinnamon roll recipe locked away in your head, that's fine.
So I can cook. Oh my goodness, there's so many different things. I used to not cook. My ex-husband was the one that cooked a lot. And so I learned how to cook a lot of different things that I like. I like chicken parmesan. I like sausage and green beans. I like doing a chicken stir fry.
And those are things that you can cook without a recipe.
Yes.
You can just pull the ingredients out.
Yep. Start putting different things in. I don't even measure spices out.
No, not bad. Not bad.
So, yes.
Final question. What are you binging or what have you binged TV-wise or binge-wise lately?
If my children are not in my house, I don't watch TV at all. I just don't. Since I am co-department chair of special education, any extra time that I possibly have, it goes towards my students. I work on my computer. I write IEPs so that when I do see my kiddos or I do have some downtime to you know, be able to go do that and hang out with them, I could actually do that. I've been working out a lot more lately. That's my personal time, but I don't watch TV. Right. I know it sounds funny, but I just don't.
That actually sounds pretty healthy.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Coach, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today. Best of luck this season.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll be right back for a look at the Westmore Lady Jaguars with head coach Jenny Rollins right after this. Once again, we'd like to thank Norman Regional Health Systems for sponsoring Beyond the Game. Norman Regional offers a free Saturday ortho clinic for high school athletes from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at both their Norman and Midwest City locations. Visit orthocentralok.com for details. Thanks also to Jordan Evans and Evans State Farm Insurance, helping you protect what matters most. Realize your dreams and recover from the unexpected with the help of Evans State Farm Insurance. And Beneficial Automotive Maintenance, working to help you avoid costly car problems before they happen. But still early in the season, and the Westmore Lady Jaguars are working to find the chemistry that will lead them back to the top of the 6A pack and a state title. Head coach Jenny Rollins guided the team to their last state title in 2018, and she joins us from her office to fill us in on how things are looking so far this year.
How's the team looking so far?
Good. We're trying to figure out chemistry and dynamics. So, I have good pieces, puzzle pieces. Just trying to figure out how they work together.
So, okay.
I like my parts. I like all the different parts that we have, and I think we bring a lot to the table. Just have to figure out how it cohesively goes together.
Tell me about the strengths and weaknesses of the team so far this year.
Have some speed, which helps. Can work with offensively and defensively. Have some speed. I have some good experienced players. I have a big freshman class that came in who will contribute in roles. But having that little like anchor of experience, I still have two that were part of when we won state. So that has a different dynamic of experience than the last couple of years. So I like all those various pieces, but it also, when you have some talent that comes in, kind of pushes your older group to make sure they're still competing and not comfortable in their spot. So it just adds a different dynamic to like what we're doing right now. But we have the versatility to move some people around. I like that. And not everybody's just kind of stuck in one place. So I like all of those things. It's just because they're so versatile, it makes it a little bit hard to figure out how it fits the best and it's most productive for us. So.
And are those kids, as you move them around, are they pretty open to saying, hey, play me where you want to play me? Or do some of them really like their spot?
For the most part, I would say most of them pretty, like, move around. Like, even in practice, like, they might be in a different spot each day or move from place to place. I have some who will move from the pitcher's mound to the infield to the outfield in just a round of in and out. So, just so you can see them in different, like, areas. I don't really have a lot of kids who tell me, like, I'm only a whatever, which I like. Because that makes it very hard when you're competing in that one position for someone who can be versatile in multiple positions.
By the way, let the record show, since we're audio, not video, your nails are on point today.
Thank you.
All right. So players that you would like to highlight going into the year.
Ainsley Linda. She's a senior. She's been a four-year starter.
And she's committed to Kansas. She's
committed to Kansas, yes. Renee Christian, she's a junior. She'll be coming back, and she'll play a good role offensively and defensively. We have a new person into the district, but she's new here. Adelaide Hack, she'll come in and contribute. But like Gabby Garcia and Kenny Lord, I have these groups who have contributed, but will play a bigger role this year. Filling some gaps from some spots that were lost over the last year or so.
And as you were talking about, you're not that far removed from your state championship. You have some kids that were there, and so they can communicate to those other kids, hey, this is what it's going to take for us to make a run.
Yes, they can. And understanding, not getting super frustrated early, because at times I feel like it feels a little disconnected. Not that they're not being successful, it just doesn't click like I want it to click. But understanding that it's not just about right now, it's about figuring all of this out before we get to like postseason type play. how everybody can contribute, what you bring to the table, playing off of each other, knowing each other's strengths and weaknesses and how you can balance each other out, and just creating a good like team chemistry amongst the group, which I feel like we were really missing last year. The way we were having to function created kind of a disconnect with them. And so I'm really hoping we can build that back up.
And that chemistry, does it feel pretty good so far this year?
It's not bad. I just think they're just now getting to know each other, because they all travel till like August 2nd, I think. We didn't have our whole team together till August 3rd. And so like they've really only been together a couple weeks. So it's just, they as a group off the field, yes. And on the field, it's not bad. It's more my part, me figuring out the places for where those strengths and weaknesses fit into.
Are you telling me you're going to manipulate them psychologically?
No. I just try to figure out who plays off of who. Who, like, even offensively, like, this person's strength, what could, like, who will benefit them being behind them in the lineup or ahead of them in the lineup, or a kid who potentially could get put on base a lot. Can we surround them with other people they would have to pitch to who would be successful, those kinds of things. And so I think most of that is on me, and I think on their behalf they have so far done a pretty good job.
So the BA tournament rained out. You got a chance to play. You talked about playing Lone Grove and those guys. Mm-hmm. Coming out of that now, what are your expectations? What have you seen? What are you hoping for moving forward with this team?
Change. I hope that that's our goal always is to always produce something different each week and to fix our weaknesses. So anything that was exposed to us over the weekend, that we change, make an adaptation to those, that we're not the same hitter, we're not the same defense, we're not the same whatever that we were the weekend before. And I like that we play good competition in that, because in that, before we really kick off like the rest of our district play, it lets us see some of those things. Because we did. We saw the same defense set up against us, against like two or three teams last week. And they were pitching us very similarly. And so I told them, like, if they can do that and be successful against us, then that's something we have to work on. So those are the things we've been focusing on this week. So I'm hoping leading into this weekend that we can see that we have been successful in making some change in all of those areas.
And the other thing that I love about softball, especially in Moore, is the path to the state championship comes through this town. There's always one of you guys is either there or standing in the way. How does that continue to impact you guys as you continue to build this program and have success from year to year?
I don't know. I guess it's a little bit. I wouldn't say I feel a lot of pressure in it, but you know that you're getting some talent. So there's a little bit of expectation in you being able to produce. And on the west side, though, the west side's really tough. Just softball in general. The west side's really tough.
Yeah, and I don't mean to dismiss Mustang and UConn and those guys, because they're great programs, too.
Yes, this area right here has a lot of good softball. And so, like, you don't get a lot of downtime, even in our districts and our conference tournament and sophomore festival. Like, you're not playing teams where you just get to, like, breeze through any of those games. You have to show up every day, and if you're not constantly getting better, like, they'll get you. So I think it's really competitive between the three of us, even though we're not in the same district. Just that dynamic here, which I think always pushes your kids a little bit more, because they know each other and some of them play together outside of here, and then it just brings a different thing to the table as far as like your school and the pride in your school and what softball is here or at Moore or at Southmore.
All right, so fun time, fun questions. This is the three get-to-know-you questions that just want you to answer a little bit different. Not completely different, okay. But a couple of new ones. First off, Apple or Android?
Apple.
Any particular reason why?
Probably just because I'm so used to it. I've had both. I'm just so used to it, and it's more comfortable to me.
Okay, very good.
Maybe because I feel like the Android's smarter than I am sometimes.
We won't go there. I'm an Apple guy as well, and so I just like the ease of use. All right, so second question. What can you cook without a recipe? And we're not talking popcorn or can of soup. What can you just go home and whip out without a recipe?
Anything. I don't cook with a recipe. I'm better without a recipe.
Well, what's your go-to meal? What would you, if you had to crank out something right now?
Really fast?
Yeah.
My go-to?
But good. Not fast and easy, but fast and good.
I make a homemade Alfredo sauce that's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. I don't ever follow a recipe, though, so I always tell my husband, like, I really hope you enjoyed that, because we'll probably never eat it again, because I didn't write it down. And sometimes he's like, I really wish you could remember how to make that, but it'll never be exactly the same, because I never follow a recipe, which is why I don't bake.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's a good thing.
Yes.
All right. Final question. What have you binged, or are you binging on TV when you have time to watch, or on a streaming service?
I have two go-tos, Grey's and Friends, are my two go-to. If I just need dead, not having to think, dead air time. I don't get that a lot during softball season, but in my other downtime, sometimes.
That's Grey's Anatomy.
Yes.
Okay.
Grey's Anatomy and Friends. But, those are my two go-tos.
But I'm guessing you've gone all the way through Grey's Anatomy.
Multiple times.
Multiple times.
I'm on probably my second or third time. And I'm probably on my fourth time of Friends, at least, the full season.
Okay. Did you watch the Friends reunion?
I did.
And did you like it?
It was pretty good. Yeah.
All right. High standards.
Yeah. I guess initially, from people talking, I thought they were going to, like, it was going to be a show. I didn't realize what it was. And then when I sat and watched it, but I feel like, I mean, yeah. So, I kind of like that they didn't go back to the show, because I feel like you could have messed it up. I think when it was good, you should just leave it and be good, and we don't always.
It's over. It's done. We know what happened.
It was good. It's done. Everybody's good. You can make up the rest of your story and leave it alone.
Yeah. How you doing?
Yes.
Anything else, Coach, you want to say?
I don't think so.
We'll be right back with head coach Jason Lingo for a look at the Southmore Lady Sabercats as they prepare to defend their 6A state fast pitch title. Once again, we'd like to thank Norman Regional Health Systems for sponsoring Beyond the Game. Norman Regional offers a free Saturday ortho clinic for high school athletes from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at both their Norman and Midwest City locations. Visit orthocentralok.com for details. Thanks also to Jordan Evans and Evans State Farm Insurance, helping you protect what matters most. Realize your dreams and recover from the unexpected with the help of Evans State Farm Insurance. And Beneficial Automotive Maintenance, working to help you avoid costly car problems before they happen. The Southmore Lady Sabercats returned their entire starting lineup from last fall's state fast pitch championship team. But head coach Jason Lingo says you can put all the past in a box when it comes time to face the tough competition on the west side of the state, and especially right here in Moore.
Coach Lingo, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today. Really great summer for women's softball.
It was a fun time. You know, it's a fun time to be associated with softball in general. The popularity is spiking, especially nationwide in America. It also is slowly doing the same thing across the world. But in America, college softball especially is really starting to get the lights turned on. And I think it's because here, you know, the last 4 or 5 years, the Hall of Fame's done a great job of making that a really awesome tournament. And the College World Series this year was just incredible. You had storylines from everywhere in the world. You had the Big Bad Wolf, OU, and UCLA. You know, they're both the top teams. You had a team who, in Florida State, you know, Sydney Sherrill, they got bounced out, surprisingly, by OSU the last time they played. You know, so they had won national championship, got bounced out, and now they were coming back. And you had local OSU was in there as well. And then you had upstart JMU. And when they go win their first two games, I mean, it was just like the world was put on notice how cool this sport is.
And that showed up in the viewership and the attendance. I know you were out for a game or two. How great was it to be in that new venue?
It was awesome. We had our alumni game last week, and I was emceeing it, and I talked to Cardi Petty about that deal, because I said, Cardi, you need to realize you just played a softball game in front of the largest crowd in the history of America. I'm like, you got to play in it, kid. How'd that feel? I mean, she said it was how exciting it was, and it was. It was just so incredible to be there. It was really neat. And then when you throw on top of it that our kids are involved, you know, and OU's involved, when that's why it just made it so much special.
And when you think about that venue and talking to Carly about that and the great storylines that unfold in it, now you have a chance with the Sabercat squad this year to take them to play in that new venue. Tell me how you're feeling about the team at this point in the season early on.
We're excited. You know, we have that nervous excitement that everyone has for at the start of the season. We've only got two games under our belt. We thought we'd have six or seven by now, but with the rainstorm this last weekend at Broken Arrow, we only got one game in up there. So we played more, and we got one game in against a really, really good Henrietta team, which I'm glad we got to play. So we're excited for this week. This week's going to be a big week for us leading up into our season. This is week two, but we have six games this week, and it does nothing. And then the next week, we have six. So it just keeps rolling on after that. So we're excited. I know our girls are ready. They're tired of scrimmages. They're tired of all that stuff. They're ready to just to hook it up when it matters. And in our district, you know, we played one district game, and we've got two more this week, and that's our first goal, is to be a district champion.
Right now at this point, tell me about strengths and weaknesses for the team this year.
The last few years, our athleticism has been a strength for us, and this year is no different. We have kids that I can put anywhere, anytime, any place. I had mentioned before to different people about how our athletic our outfield is, for example. And they go make plays that other people don't, which is so helpful to our pitchers. Our pitching staff knows that our defense and athleticism was going to hold us above a lot of people. So our pitchers know they can go out and they can just sling it, do the best they can, and if something happens, they make a mistake, we're going to go make a play behind them. So it's a lot easier to pitch in that situation. And to their compliment, our pitching staff, the three we have right now for varsity games, they've done a tremendous job at that. They've always given us a chance to win. And that's all you can ask for. And I know our pitchers are going to do that, and I know our defense is going to do that. Now it's just like with baseball, softball, at any level, whether it's Little League or high school or college, we just got to consistently score enough runs to get a bunch of W's.
So, now you got some great players returning. Anybody you'd like to highlight or point out that we should keep an eye on this year?
Well, we are really excited about how well Maverick Lightfoot has come out of the gates for us so far. She's a senior, so she's been here a long time, and she started multiple years. And she's our two-hole. And we have a lot. Obviously, people have always paid attention to Talon Edwards. And then Brinley Maples came on really, really strong last year in the circle and at the plate. So she gets a lot of look, and so does Tatum Bradshaw. Maverick Lightfoot's a kid that does just as much work as anybody and goes out and plays hard and gets after it every day. And she's got quite a few skills. And she's probably a pound for pound about as good an athlete that we have in our school. She can hit the ball a long way, but she's also one of the fastest kids we have on our team. And she's got a cannon for an arm. So when you put all that together, she does a great job for us. And like I said, she's one that she deserves a lot of attention. And, you know, another kid that is the same way is Lexi Hernandez, our catcher. If you've been around softball and baseball for a long time, you know how important the catching position is. The catching position is funny. It's funny because they're a position that's expected to do well offensively, and you have a very important job defensively. But a catcher is sometimes also kind of a psychologist for your pitcher and your infielders and making sure they're all doing correctly. She's kind of the quarterback, and she has to pick them up when they're down and make sure everyone's in tune. And Lexi is tremendous at that. All of our kids love Lexi. But she's endeared herself to them because of how hard she works and how good a job she does it as a catcher. And they know that sometimes Lexi may start yelling at them, get on to them like a coach might. But she does it because she expects them to go hard too. And she's going to give that same maximum effort at all the time. And it doesn't help that the kid probably has one of the best eyes at the plate I've ever seen. Her and Trinity Edwards, by far the best two eyeballs that I've ever coached. Because, you know, it's to the point now, if Lexi takes it for a strike, and she looks at the umpire shocked, it was probably a ball, because she really doesn't miss them very often. So it's funny.
All right, so biggest challenges for the season?
Our biggest challenge is going to be between our ears. I know people always talk about, oh, you're the defending champs, yada, yada, yada. I mean, hey, everything is going to be sunshine and roses. Well, no.
And you got so many players coming back.
And we have our whole starting lineup back. So people are like, oh, it's a given. No, it's not. We've talked, and, you know, we made a great run, and we're the state champions, and they earned it. We deserved it. Good for us. But there were so many times throughout the season we were one play away from not even going to the state tournament or not even winning our district. And our girls don't think, kids don't think about that. They just look at, oh, we're the state champs. We got everybody coming back. Let's do it again. It doesn't work that way. A lot of breaks fell our way last year. And if just one or two of those don't, we may not be there. So it's going to be tough as always. And just like it is every year, the West Side is tough as nails. Always is. Mustang does a fantastic job. UConn has really hit the ball really well early in the season so far. Deer Creek and Emma Memorial, they're going to be right up there with everybody else. And then you have the three more schools. We all know how we're going to be. We're going to be really good every year. So, yeah, the West Side, it's potent this year. It's going to be a fun, exciting season going all the way leading up to regionals.
I would think that top half of the seventh of the game against Moore would be a wake-up call all by itself.
Absolutely. You know, we were cruising. You know, we were doing a great job. I was watching on TV, unfortunately. And we were cruising along. And then all of a sudden, we don't make a play here or there. And all of a sudden, it's 5-3. They still got runners on, and we're sweating it. And that's, like you just said, if you let one more of those balls go by, okay, then you lose. That's the difference. Mm-hmm. We made those plays. We made them the other night. We made them last year. But we have to keep making them if we want to keep doing what we want to do.
Going to do a little segment now. This is just going to be a little fun deal.
Okay.
I'm going to give you three questions. Okay. I don't want you to really think about them a lot. Just answer away. And then here we go. Okay. First question. Apple or Android?
Apple, of course.
You're an Apple guy.
I tried the Android for 1 year and had to throw it away.
All right. What iPhone do you have?
11 something something.
Okay. Are you going to upgrade to the 13 or sticking with the 11?
Once it breaks.
All right. Once it breaks. All right. Question number two. What can you cook without a recipe?
Any kind of fish, any kind of way. That's it.
Okay. So you're a fish kind of guy.
Yeah.
Seafood or freshwater?
Either. I can cook either. I love fish. I love my son and I fish. If we're not doing out softball or sports, it's fishing for us. I just looked and I put on just over 7,000 miles on my truck, towing my boats in spring break. So we've had a great time. So yeah, we, no matter where I'm at, I cook fish on a grill, in a pan, in a fryer, you know, over a campfire. It doesn't matter. I'll cook some fish and it'll be good.
Gotcha. Okay. Third question. What are you binging or what have you binged recently that you really love?
Oh, I was so mad at myself. A few weeks ago, I binged The Outer Banks. I think that's Netflix. And it was so good, I didn't stop. And by 7 o'clock that afternoon, I'd watched the whole season. Now I don't know what to do the rest of the year. So I'm a big, obviously with the fishing, I'm an ocean fan, a beach fan. I've been watching The Outer Banks, and that's something that I couldn't help myself. And just during quarantine, I had to have something to do, so I watched The Mayor of Easttown. Two totally different things, but two good shows.
Bonus, what's the best team in Major League Baseball, and why is it the Boston Red Sox? I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer that.
Yeah.
I always have to get a Red Sox-Yankees digging in.
It's been a rough couple months for us Yankee fans. Things are starting to look a little better, but it's been pretty rough. I'm just praying we get to the playoffs, somehow make our way there.
Coach Jason Lingo, head man for the Southmore Sabercats. Jason, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. And good luck on your season. We'll be talking to you as the weeks go by.
Thanks, Rob, and thanks for everything you do for Moore Public Schools. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to Beyond the Game. One more time, we are so grateful for Norman Regional Health System, Evans State Farm, and Beneficial Automotive Maintenance for helping make this podcast possible. You can keep up with Beyond the Game by following Moore Monthly Magazine on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll be dropping new podcasts each week with a unique focus on all things sports-related in Moore and South Oklahoma City.